This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu conferred gallantry awards during the defence investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, along with other union ministers and senior officials of armed forces, were also present on the occasion. The President conferred 7 Kirti Chakra, 15 Veer Chakra and 29 Shaurya Chakra to the personnel of the Defence Forces, Central Armed Police Forces and State and Union Territory Police during the ceremony. Sub-Inspector Muhammad Imtiaz, along with Constable Deepak Chengakum of BSF, who laid down life in the line of duty at the international border in Jammu, were awarded Veer Chakra posthumously. In Andhra Pradesh, 8 people were killed while 6 others got injured in a major fire accident at the Vishakhapatnam steel plant of Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited last evening. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Land Port Management System, LPMS, today in New Delhi. This initiative reflects the government's commitment to smart border management, aiming to enhance efficiency, transparency and security in cross-border trade and passenger movement through technology-driven solutions. LPMS is a digital platform designed to integrate operations across land ports into a unified system. It will enable secure real-time exchange of logistics and regulatory information, bringing land ports on a par with digital systems already in place at airports and seaports. The system will also provide end-to-end digital workflows for cargo and passenger processing, including slot booking, payments, tracking and single window clearances, while improving coordination among government agencies and private operators. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met with West Bengal Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari in New Delhi yesterday to discuss ways to accelerate West Bengal's development journey. The issue of credit availability in the state across various sectors and the implementation of central government schemes were also discussed. Finance Minister Sitharaman announced that in close coordination with the state government, a renewed saturation drive of flagship schemes such as Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana, Atal Pension Yojana and PM Swanidhi will be undertaken to cover every eligible beneficiary. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has announced that India's pharmaceutical industry is projected to double in size over the next 5 years, driven by innovation, global partnerships and expanding international market access. Mr. Goyal shared these remarks while addressing the Global Ambassador Meet on the Pharmaceutical Sector and the Curtain Raiser Ceremony of the Global Drug Regulators Conclave 2026 and International Exhibition of Pharma and Healthcare 2026 in New Delhi yesterday. He noted that India has signed 9 free trade agreements in recent years and now has trade agreements covering more than 50 countries, providing preferential market access across most of the developed world. Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy has stated that the 12 years of the Narendra Modi government have brought about a major transformation in India's coal and mining sector. Addressing a press conference at Film City in Hyderabad yesterday, he said, coal production has reached a record 1 billion tons, making India the world's second largest coal producer. In women's cricket, India defeated West Indies by 26 runs in their first warm-up match yesterday ahead of the ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2026 in Cardiff, United Kingdom. Batting first, India posted 179 for 8 in 20 overs, powered by Bharati Fulmali's unbeaten 56. And that is the end of this news bulletin.